It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, Seymour Ford, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Alro, Jackson Public Schools, Denny's, College and Career Access Center, Subway, Jackson Speedway, West End Farm to Table, American Title, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Jackson YMCA, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Columbia School District, Jimmy's Towing and Auto Service.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Jackson High School tonight. A game that they've been trying to play for weeks now. Jackson High hosting Ypsilanti Lincoln. It's the Vikings and the Rail Splitters. Pre-game brought to you tonight by Jimmy's Towing. Jason, you didn't need to call them today before the game, did you?
I did not, thankfully. But no, it was glad to have them last game when I needed them. But man, what a capacity crowd we got tonight.
Yeah, there's a little bit of space in the bleachers, but I imagine that'll fill in as game time draws near. As many people as I've seen here at Jackson High.
Yeah, in a long time.
Doing a game, certainly for a long time. Well, we'll get to why the reasons why the crowd is out here. But I want to start first and foremost. This is a meaningful game tonight.
Yes,
the Vikings are 14-3. So is the Ypsilanti team, the Lincoln team here. Jackson 10-2 in the Southeastern Conference, Ypsilanti 11-1. So this game has big-time conference championship implications. If Jackson gets the win tonight, we've got a two-team tie at the top of the league with a game coming up. Basically they're going to play them here, and then the next game for Jackson is on the road at Lincoln playing them again. So they'll see what they can do tonight. If they lose, that changes the complexion a little bit of that next game. But if they win, that next game just becomes enormous.
Yeah, and you probably see even more people crowding into the gym out at Lincoln. They may have to move it like they've done for several games for Lincoln this year. They've been drawing crowds in excess of a couple thousand people on a nightly basis for this team. So anything that has division or conference implications, you're certainly going to pack a house for sure.
Yeah, when you start adding urgency to the game plus the star power, it's certainly going to draw the folks out. But let's start with the Vikings. And as we mentioned, 14-3 overall. They had two losses very early in the year to Ann Arbor Pioneer and FC Community, which was a close one, 51-50 loss. Jackson would come back to beat them here 56-53 later in the year. Jackson's actually 13-1 in their last 14 games after losing those two early ones.
Yep.
Just playing really well. They're on a four-game winning streak. They beat Pinckney in their last outing, 50-44. We were here for their most recent loss back the 29th of January, a 46-44 loss to Chelsea, which is interesting because as well as Ipsy Lincoln has played on the year, they had a loss to Chelsea as well. So something about Chelsea, they know how to shut down these conference power teams. But Jackson led by Tyshawn Kelly. You got Micah Kretzinger out there, Dakota Robertson. It's seniors that are running the show here at Jackson, and they're going to need every bit of experience they can muster tonight this Lincoln team, led by the number one rated freshman in the country, and that's Imani Bates.
Yeah, Imani Bates is a big, big kid. He's 6'9". He's only 15, and he's already 6'9". As you mentioned, number one in the class of 2022, already has D1 offers. He can shoot the three. He averages 31.1 a game, 9.9 rebounds a game, and can really just dominate really any time he wants. He's lean, though. Doesn't have a whole lot of weight to him yet, so he's very like Kevin Durant-like is probably the comparison that he's been getting a lot right now because of his size and his body type. But he can hit the three. He can step out. He can post up. He can do all those things that you want a complete player to do. And he really can, like I said, just take over a game.
Yeah, Lincoln's got three losses on the year, just like Jackson. Theirs came one in December to River Rouge, which was a spanking, 78-47.
Yeah.
Very good River Rouge team, of course.
Yep.
They have a loss on February 2nd to Benton Harbor, 86-83. So a close loss. And as I mentioned, Chelsea, 65-61 they lost. So both of these very similar record-wise.
Yeah, and Benton Harbor 17-1 this year. So
yeah, so
there you go.
This Lincoln team is going to be tough, but Jackson can match up with them if you make those comparisons to similar opponents and all those things that we try to do.
Yep.
That, you know, Jackson should be able to play with these guys, and we'll talk a little strategy when we come back right now in the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back. We'll look at the starters, we'll look at strategy, and get things set up for the broadcast. It's Jackson High. It's Ipsy Lincoln on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Jackson High School. The Vikings hosting the Rail Splitters of Lincoln tonight here, Southeastern Conference basketball. And Jason, let's take a look at the starting lineups. Familiar names for the Vikings.
Yeah, they're going to roll out the usual suspects. Seniors Tyler Hunt, Tyshawn Kelly, Dakota Robertson, Exiah Edwards, and Micah Kretzinger.
And a bunch of seniors, a bunch of veterans, just leadership from the team, and they're going to need it tonight. Big game. What about for the Rail Splitters?
Well, the Rail Splitters will roll out with a little bit of a diverse lineup. They've got seniors Jalen Fisher, Trayvon Davis, and Tosh Chapman, junior Davion Harlan, and then the phenomenal freshman Imoni Bates.
Now, Bates goes 6'8", 6'9", mm-hmm. freshman listed at guard forward. They got Jalen Fisher. Now, that's someone who I heard from Coach Crowley is on his radar as well, really talented player. They have Tosh Chapman, you mentioned, 6'2", listed as a point guard as well. So they have a couple really good ball handlers in the backcourt. And then they go with Harlan, who's 6', mm-hmm. and Davis, who's 5'11". So really, the size is Bates, and then Jackson matches up with him pretty well everywhere else, height-wise.
Yeah, and that was going to be the question I had for Coach Crowley before we went on the air. I asked him, what's the plan? You know, are you going to go box and one? Are you going to zone? Are you going to double him up every time he touches the ball? And he said, nope, we're just going to man him up. And I said, so you're going to go like Jordan style, you know, let him do his thing and then just shut down everybody else. And he said, nope, we're good. We're going to man him up. And he said it'll be a rotation between Tyler Hunt, Tyshawn Kelly, and for the size, and Dakota, weight-wise, should be able to body him up a little bit down low. So we'll see if that plan of attack works.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of man-to-man. I mean, obviously, they're going to give attention to him. They're going to game plan for him. But like you said, they're not going to go way out of their normal defense to focus on him. And they want to just, you know, play good defense the way you'd ask any player to do any other day of the week. Obviously, it's a special talent. And, you know, you go, well, he's 6'8", he's skinny. You know, what's so special about him? But just watching in the warm-ups here, you can see just a fantastic stroke from the outside. Three-point range. As you mentioned, he goes beyond the regular high school three-point line.
Yeah.
Back to NBA range and would feel comfortable shooting out there. So whoever draws the matchup is going to have their work cut out for him on Monty Bates, big senior star. For our senior star, freshman star, for the Rail Splitters, and but again, not a one-dimensional team. Certainly, they have some depth throughout that lineup, and it's going to be a tough one for the Vikings tonight. That's why both teams off to a great season and looking to wrap it up strong. Fun for Ipsy Lincoln is they play tonight with Jackson.
Yep,
they've got a game tomorrow against Hanover Horton.
Yes,
the host Hanover Horton. And then they host these Vikings again. So
Chad Mortimer in attendance tonight.
Of course, ready to scout.
Yep.
And now as we get later and later, it's 8 o'clock now, and we haven't even tipped off yet. Disadvantage for the Rail Splitters. They're going to play this game into the night. Then they're going to have to drive back to Ypsilanti.
Yep.
They have a game tomorrow, and then Thursday they're going to look at these same Vikings again. So.
And they got to make the trip back tomorrow to Hanover.
Yeah, so it's a busy stretch here for Ipsy. They're gonna put their star to the test in his freshman season. Let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. And we'll come back and get things set up for the tip-off against the Ypsilanti Lincoln Rail Splitters in town to take on the Jackson High Vikings here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Jackson High School. As I believe it was Kim Ross. Did I get the
name? Believe you are correct. That was really, really good.
National Anthem, solid rendition here. And really energetic in the building. You can feel the crowd. There's energy that's just waiting to explode. And we're ready to bring you live coverage here on the radio. The Vikings JV couldn't quite pull out a win tonight. They led most of the way, got in some foul trouble late, gave them some free throws. And Lincoln won the JV game 52-47. The starting lineups introduced on the floor here, wrapping up the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. Thank you to them for being on board for high school basketball season long. And we're going to look to move into the postseason next week, and we'll have games for you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, including a couple doubleheaders mixed in there, Jason.
Yeah, here on I'm pumped for that.
We look forward to the postseason. But first, we got to get these regular season games, the rescheduled ones, the makeup games. A lot of these teams, we talked to Jack Fairley, athletic director, before the game, and he said, you know, they had to cancel a couple games because they just can't possibly make them up and then still be ready for the postseason. So they'll miss a game with Ann Arbor Skyline, but able to make this one up against Lincoln. And again, they'll play on Thursday as well out in Ypsilanti.
Yeah, you definitely want to get the league games in for sure, especially because
we have two when it matters
these,
like this.
Yeah, these matter big time for sure.
And the Vikings getting introduced, Tyler Hunt. He's huge on the boards for Jackson. Tyler Hunt does a lot on the offensive glass, defensive glass. And he's kind of a guy who, for me, Jason, bucks the trend of the outside shooting. He's more of a guy who plays back to the basket, likes to drive to the rim, nice jump hook down low, and he's just he's a battler.
Yeah, he'll definitely get it done tonight down low. He's going to have his hands full getting into the tallest of trees tonight, but the rest of the Lincoln team, he should match up with really probably have an advantage.
Micah Kretzinger, another senior. He's the kind of the athletic guy, strong, thick kind of guy, bodies people up, and he's another low post presence, but he can go inside out too. So yes, we're looking for Jackson's going to need to hit. They're going to need to knock down their shots. They're going to need to keep pace with this Lincoln team. And no surprise, the big man in the center to take the tip, Emony Bates, steps in there. Bates is about 6'8", 6'9". He's listed as 6'8" on our roster. I didn't measure him, but he's every bit of 6'8".
I couldn't even if I wanted to.
I'd love to get a picture of you two next to one another, actually, Jason. 8 minutes on the clock. Kretzinger will step into the circle to jump against Bates.
And that'll be an exciting matchup to watch.
Jackson in the white jerseys, orange trim, a tap. And Kretzinger wins the tip. Jackson will start with possession. As Kelly chased it down. Exire Edwards with the basketball. Edwards working right wing, now dribbles across the top. Looking to drive, backdoor cut, Kelly can't get it to him. Edwards down at low block, Kretzinger turn, jumper, got it to go on the low block. 2-0 Jackson. Now coming back the other way is Chapman. Listed at 6'2", senior point guard. Left side, and Robertson with a near steal. Trying to pass to the left wing for Jalen Fisher, and Robertson almost able to jump that lane. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay Lincoln basketball.
Yeah, Dakota's a little ball hawk on the defensive end. They're going to have to – he can jump a passing lane in the blink of an eye.
And it looks like Amari Frye in the inbound, and now we're going to drive it.
Stolen.
Bates has it stolen. Knocks it away from Kelly, though. Get it
look
back
out
to
here.
Bates, and there's your first dunk of the night. 2-2 Bates with his first bucket on the emphatic jam. Tyler Hunt goes right to work off the glass. It's not going to come that easy the rest of the night. 4-2, excuse me, Jackson leads. Nice drive, and just from the little block off the glass for Hunt. Good soft touch. Chapman from the top attacks into the lane, pull up from the elbow, and that one rattles around and then goes down. So it's 4-4. Both teams, high percentage shooting here early. Edwards dribbles left wing. Now he drives from there. Out
nice
to
tip.
Robertson, open for three. Missed. Off the heel. Robertson chases down his own rebound. Kelly's got another three for Robertson, this time short. And into the hands of Lincoln. Kretzinger steals, goes to the basket. Contact. They're letting them play, as they say, Jason.
Yeah.
Contact on the drive, but it goes out of bounds, and Jackson will keep it.
And it looks like we're going to get a little confusion as to who's going to inbound here. Tyshawn Kelly will finally step on the baseline.
Hunt's going to inbound. Back to Kelly, who will pull for three. Short. Rebounded Kretzinger. Another opportunity on this possession. They get it down to Hunt. Blocked from behind. And that was
Amari Frye.
Frye flying in there. Now Frye's got the basketball into the corner. And stolen. Kretzinger. Numbers for Jackson. Hunt passes back to Kretzinger, who attacks. And this time he's going to get two shots.
And that one will go on Frye, his first.
Jackson defense has been able to produce turnovers here in the early going. We're tied at 4. 5:59 on our first quarter clock. Kretzinger at the line for the Vikings. And left that one short. It's evident that the Vikings are playing with a lot of energy out of the chute here,
yeah.
Jason. They know this is a big game. They know this is the biggest crowd they've played in front of all year, I'm guessing. And certainly the biggest home crowd on senior night as Kretzinger knocks down the second free throw. It's 5-4. Chapman up the right side for Lincoln. Dribbles back across. Gets a screen into the lane. Now he looks to pass out. Bates will kick out to Frye. And there's a nice feed to the baseline. Open look and a knockdown jumper for Trevon Davis. Kelly dribbling up now for the Vikings. Deep right wing. Near midcourt. Now he looks to drive into the corner for Kretzinger. Fires for three. Over. Too strong. Rebounded by the rail splitters, and on the run out, there's another pull up from the baseline and missed this time. That one was Chapman, rebounded by Jackson. Good job by the Vikings to get that missed shot and then get that rebound. A steal by Chapman, though, and Bates running the break, and Edzire Edwards breaks up the pass, but that's going to be free throws for Imani Bates.
And that foul going to go on.
No, they will call it on the floor. Probably the right call on the play.
Yeah, I would agree. Kretzinger gets charged with the foul.
Inbound and Frye for the deep jumper missed. Rebounded Edwards with authority, and he brings it up the middle of the floor. Passes down to Kelly on the baseline. Pull up Jay is off. And we got a tie up on the rebound attempt. It looks like Hunt's going to get whistled. Trying to box out the big guy Bates.
Yeah, much to the chagrin of this crowd, that one will go on Hunt.
4:55 to go first quarter. 6-5 Lincoln. They've got the basketball now. Full court. Chapman takes it. Exire Edwards waits for him at midcourt. Chapman goes to work left side, and that's an open look for three. Missed. Rebound tapped by Bates, and it's taken away by Hunt. Running the break for Jackson. Has it knocked away. Chapman's got it. Bates ahead of everyone. And Kretzinger knocks it away, but still up ahead to Bates, and he'll get another jam, this time with two hands. And it's 8-5 Lincoln.
A little bit of an emphatic two-handed jam there.
Into the corner for Kelly. Jackson's got it, and he stepped on the out-of-bounds line there. And we'll get a 30-second timeout from Coach Crowley. 4:20 to go, first quarter. 8-5 Lincoln leads Jackson High on WKHM. Back in 30 seconds.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith out of the timeout. We'll see what the Vikings have drawn up. I think Crowley sensed a little momentum building for the Rail Splitters. Wanted to nip that in the bud, kind of calm down his squad. Starters still on the floor for the Vikings. And that is Fisher dribbling up for the Rail Splitters right near midcourt. Picked up by Robertson. Screen to roll, knocked away. Edwards with the steal, looking up the floor. There's Hunt ahead of everyone. All the way in. Double clutch blocked by Bates. You could see the length made a difference there. Tyler Hunt gets that one off the glass. He won't get it to go, but he does draw a whistle. Great job on the offensive glass so far tonight for Jackson. Kretzinger with that offensive carom.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job crashing the boards, boxing out, keeping their bodies in front of the Rail Splitter defense, not bringing down those rebounds.
Bates did make a nice play on the shot block on Hunt. You can tell the length and the hang time. He was able to outlast Hunt, who was trying to hang up in the air himself and double clutch. Misses the first free throw, but he's got another one coming. 3:56 to go, first quarter. It's 8-5 Lincoln. Hunt will try to cut into that deficit here with a second free throw attempt. Tyler, it's a decent start here so far.
By the way, that foul on Trayvon Davis.
Second one's good for Hunt. It's 8-6. And now a little pressure by Edwards. They'll inbound to Bates. He's picked up just beyond the three-point line by Michael Kretzinger. Now we have a left wing to the top. Fisher, chance at a three-point shot, doesn't take it. Left side Chapman now from the wing into the corner. And near steal. Instead, he'll get it up. And a nice up and under move. Finish at the basket for Amari Fry. Here comes Jackson Robertson into the lane. What a move. Drops
nice
it off
pass.
To Hunt. And it doesn't go. Rebounded by Bates. Great feed by Robertson. And there's a drive by Fisher. Oh, no, that's Chapman on the drive.
Yes. No, Chapman's right there.
So that was Fisher. I had it right on the first
You are
drive.
Correct. That is Fisher.
All the way on the other end of the floor, and I'm looking through the traffic here, but Fisher was the driver. He gets fouled. It's 10-6 right now, Lincoln. 3:15 to go, and Fisher can add to the advantage from the line, and he hits.
That foul charge to Exire Edwards. And we'll get a couple of fresh players in here. Devin Looper on the floor now. Kevin Payne. I think I saw Ramir Rice slide into the game as well.
That is Rice, Jason. So three fresh bodies on the floor for the Vikings. Robertson and Kelly stay on the floor. Second free throw is missed by Fisher. Rebounded by Payne. Gets it to Robertson up the floor to Kelly. He'll pull for three. Short. And rebound tapped and pulled down by Lincoln. Fry running the break into the corner. There's a three-pointer left short, rebounded by Tyshawn Kelly, and he'll go the other way quickly. No numbers, but he'll attack anyway. Double clutch, missed it, but he's going to get to the line on the drive attempt.
And that one's going to get charged to Amari Fry, his second, team's third.
Under 3 minutes now, first quarter, 11-6. Vikings trail. Tyshawn Kelly at the bounce at the free throw line. And the first one's good.
And we'll get a substitution here. Cameron Johnson into the game for the Rail Splitters. He'll replace Fry on the floor.
Johnson, 6'4", or 6 foot senior guard, just 6 foot. And then the padding go down here?
Yeah, there's a lot
basket.
Of media on that side, and unfortunately they're leaning up against that padding, and it's now they're just going to take it away.
Pull it out of the way. I think they won't let them do it because I don't think they're allowed
no,
to have
yeah,
that
yeah, no, they got to. Got to have something there. Are you just going to go with a human shield, or what are we doing here?
You can say we've seen it before where they tried to get rid of it, and it's a rule they have to have it there. It's required equipment. As they go past our table, a few bumps, jostles, help. Our equipment all still seems to be working.
Fingers crossed.
They'll get it back. If you're familiar with the gymnasium here, there's a big garage door right behind the basket, and they have the padding there, and they have to have it there. It's required equipment, but it occasionally falls down when contact is made with it. As Kelly patiently waited at the line and still able to knock down that free throw, 11-8 the score with 2:51 on the clock. Bates will bring it up against Kevin Payne. Looks to drive against him. Right side, cuts to the basket, running floater, and comfortably knocks down an easy one there, 13-8. Nice drive by freshman star Bates. Kelly driving from half court, tries to go down to Payne, and he's defended there by the taller Bates. Payne, one of the taller kids on the Vikings roster, listed at 6'4". And now we'll get a... Basketball is going to go to Lincoln. It looked like it was going to stay Jackson Ball, but we'll give it to Lincoln.
We got Barker in the game now for the Rail Splitters.
Ryan Barker, 6'2", senior forward center. Bates will bring it up now for the Rail Splitters.
Very much in control bringing the ball up the floor. Well, very comfortable.
If he's your best player, you want to get it in his hands and let him work, and he's been looking to attack. Drives, has it knocked away. Robertson out ahead of everyone, attacking, and he'll get fouled before he takes the shot, so that one's going to be on the floor. That one looks like it's going to go against Cameron Johnson.
You are correct. His first team's fourth.
Good team defense on the drive attempt on the other end for the Vikings to steal it from Bates. Inbound goes deep to Kelly near midcourt. Man-to-man defense here by the Splitters. Kelly into the corner for Robertson. Looks to go baseline. Gets all the way to the bucket, and he missed it. Payne swoops in for the rebound, putting up strong, and he missed.
Where did he come from?
A lot of contact on that, but no call. Bates now dribbling up the floor against Payne. Behind the back dribble into the lane, into the air, blocked, and they'll get a whistle. And again, Jason, I'll use the phrase, letting them play.
Yeah.
But that one, the contact, early they weren't going to blow the whistle, but late in the play there was a lot of body contact, and Bates will go to the line for a pair. His Rail Splitters already lead 13-8 with 1:41 to go. And he missed that free throw.
That one charged to Ramir Rice, his first, team's fourth.
Crowley and the officials here saying, if it's a foul down here, what happened on my end?
Yeah.
And Bates misses them both from the line. So still 13-8. Jackson trails with 1 minute 38. Robertson bringing up the floor. Pressure most of the way. Gets it out to Looper. Back across to Kelly. He's open for a deep triple. Short. Rebounded. Ramir Rice. But we're going to get a whistle. Have to see who that's going to go against. Looks like it's going to stay down here.
Yeah. Damian Harlan checking into the game now, and that foul charge to Ryan Barker, his first, team's fifth.
Minute 27 to go, first quarter, 13-8. Tyshawn Kelly struggling to find his shot. Had some good looks so far. He'll look to drive now, gets into the air, and he's going to get two shots for the contact. So I think Tyshawn Kelly's at least recognized that if he's aggressive and driving, he might be able to get some contact and get to the line. 13-8 with a minute 19 to go. Jackson trails at home. Ipsy Lincoln, first and second place in the Southeastern Conference. Jackson looking to tie that league up with a win tonight. Kelly rattles the first one home. Kretzinger and Tyler Hunt will get back into the game for Jackson, along with Zion Hardrick, Devin Looper, and Tyshawn Kelly round out the lineup. Imani Bates still on the floor here, the 6'9 freshman. Big name player here for Ipsy. As Kelly gets the second one to go. 13-10. Jackson keeping pace here. Minute 18 left, first quarter. As Fisher brings it up for Lincoln. Picked up there by Tyshawn Kelly. Gets into the lane, floats from the free throw line. Bottom of the net for Fisher, and it's 15-10 Lincoln. Nice drive on the screen and roll. Kelly looks to drive out to Hunt. He'll drive from the corner. Passes out to Looper. Open look for three. Missed it. Off the heel. Long rebound, and they run out ahead of everyone. Blocked!
Wow.
Tremendous block by Tyshawn Kelly. Into the lane goes Trevon Davis and has it rejected cleanly. We do get a whistle on the ensuing rebound. And that's going to go against... that Looper?
No, they haven't made an indication on a foul yet.
They just call it out of bounds.
Yeah.
15-10, still Lincoln ball inbounded from the baseline. They get it out deep to Chapman. Bates will fire for three, way off. Rebound tapped and pulled down by Lincoln. Barker gets it, extends the possession. Now 34 seconds to go. Fisher crossover, step back three, fire, no. Rebounded Barker again. This time he gets to Bates. Spin move into the lane, and Kretzinger gets him on the arm. Bates goes down, but he's going to get a pair of free throws. 25 seconds left, first quarter. 15-10. Lincoln leads, and Bates will go to the line. Missed his first two from the stripe.
Kretzinger now has two fouls. Five team fouls for the Vikings. Six for the Rail Splitters.
Jackson's going to have a chance at the line here the rest of the way in the half as Bates hits that one. 16-10. Kretzinger will go to the bench with a pair of fouls, and that'll get Kevin Payne back into the game. And Bates hits both free throws. 17-10. 21 seconds. Jackson's going to maybe try and hold for one here. Robertson, deep left wing. Goes to Hardrick at the top. Kevin Payne coming across, gets doubled. And they'll whistle him for a travel. I'd like to see the reach-in call before the travel.
Yeah.
But again, they've been pretty judicious about handing out those fouls. They've been pretty lax there. So it's not anything out of the ordinary to let a little contact go on the play. Lincoln's got it. Looper pressuring on the inbound. 8 seconds. They get it down. And there's a charge. They're going to call a block.
Oh.
Hardrick thought he had position. The call blocking foul. And the Jackson High faithful let them know they don't like the call. 5.8 seconds. It's 17-10. And again, the inbound from the baseline from Lincoln. Davion Harlan to inbound. And he'll float it deep for Bates. Payne pressuring him. Bates going to try to drive. Gets in the air. Off the glass. Got it. 19-10. 9-point lead for Lincoln. The biggest of the game as we end the first quarter. Jackson trails by 9. 1 minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Whoa, Denny's new Super Slampler with bacon, eggs, buttermilk pancakes, and French toast is just $5.99?
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Denny's is out of their mind. The Slampler lets me try almost every breakfast food for time to miss it.
Introducing Denny's new $5.99 We Must Be Out of Our Mind Super Slampler. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. No substitutions.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle. of Jason Smith. 8 minutes on the clock here as we're ready for the second quarter. Lincoln leads 19-10. Behind Imani Bates. How many did he have in the first, Jason?
He had 10.
They leaned on him heavily there, especially later in the quarter.
They did.
Fisher's got the basketball now for the Rail Splitters. They start with the ball. It looks like we're going to get a little zone here from Jackson. Bates right wing into the corner for Fisher. Drives, floats from the baseline. Short, rebound tapped. Barker battling Kretzinger, and that's going to go against Barker. A foul. Kretzinger knew it right away. And that's free throws now. 1-1 for Jackson. Of course, their next foul will be free throws for Lincoln.
Reset the floor here for the Rail Splitters. As Tosh Chapman comes in, they'll have Bates, Chapman, Davion Harlan, Trayvon Davis, and Jalen Fisher. Kretzinger at the line for the front end of a 1-1. And that one's off, rebounded.
Tyler Hunt gets that offensive board. And they'll whistle him for a travel. He's not holding that pivot foot, I guess. Another time, though, where he gets called for a travel after getting smacked on the arm.
Yeah.
19-10 with 7:43 to go first half. Our broadcast brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro, thanks to Phil and Barb. And they'll be a big part of our postseason coverage as well this year. Near steal by Kretzinger. Kind of a lazy pass, Chapman going to Bates. Kretzinger chased it down, nearly got the steal and the breakaway. Goes out of bounds, so sideline inbound, and they're going to double Bates. He is going to go backcourt and get it. Kretzinger will pick him up as he comes over the midline. Left wing, pulls up three, no. Rattled halfway down, comes back out. Battle for the rebound, tapped a couple times, and goes out of bounds. Tyler Hunt does not stop fighting for rebounds. No. Both ends of the floor.
And he's done a great job keeping Bates in control on those rebounds.
Exire Edwards coming up the floor for Jackson. Working from the left side, now works his way across the middle, behind the back into the lane. Nice crossover. Gets to Tyshawn Kelly working against Chapman. Now over to Edwards. Goes down low to Hunt. Goes in against Bates. Off the glass. Missed it. Bates will rebound.
Hunt took an elbow to the face, too, on the way down by Bates.
And they pick up Chapman on the other end. Blocked by Hunt. Tyshawn Kelly gets it ahead to Robertson. Takes it to the glass. Missed it. Great feed by Kelly, and Robertson couldn't finish at the rim. Back up the floor for Fisher, and now his shot is missed. Rebound tapped long. Up and under. Missed. Bates rebound, and the putback is good. Too many chances on that end for Lincoln, and it's 21-10. Jackson struggling to score. Robertson crossover against Fisher, looking right wing. Tries to spin in the lane, lost it, and go out of bounds. Last touch. Vikings to be Lincoln ball. And that'll get a timeout from the Vikings bench. 6:18 to go first half. It's 21-10 Lincoln. Largest lead of the game. Let's take a 30-second break on WKHM, WKHM.com.
When school's out, the Jackson YMCA is in. The Y is a working parent's best friend. The Y follows the Jackson Public Schools calendar. When schools close for winter or spring break, holidays, snow days, or teacher in-service days, the Y offers all-day activities for kids 4 to 14. Activities include swimming, games, field trips, STEM projects, and so much more. It's a win-win. You can go to work knowing your kids are having a great time. Remember, head into the Y when school's out. Visit JacksonYMCA.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 6:18 to go here first half. Jackson's really struggled shooting the basketball, Jason. They came out quickly, got some points, had some point blank stuff, but they've missed a couple layups. Nobody's been able to hit from three-point land so far, and that hopefully that something clicks and they start making some of those shots.
Yeah, Tyshawn Kelly has 4 of their 10 points. He's 0-for from three-point land and just has really had a hard time getting into the flow of the offense.
Yeah, all his points from the free throw line so far. As Kretzinger pressures Bates full court here as they pass into him. Kretzinger will drop back a little bit. Bates definitely has quickness, Jason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To go with that lengthy frame. He hands off to Chapman. Tosh Chapman going to feed Bates now, working back to the basket, and he'll step out beyond the arc. Kretzinger picks him up. Robertson with a near steal. Fisher chases it down, though. Now attacks from Lincoln. Chapman left side. Driving against Robertson. No, that's Rice, and now we'll get a foul call against Jackson. Real physical game. Tough for these officials to you know, decide what to call and what to let go. They've done a good job so far in my estimation. 5:52 left first half, 21-10. Lincoln shooting free throws the rest of the half, as are Jackson. 17 foul against the Vikings. And that free throw is good.
Yeah, that foul charge to Edwards, his second.
Edwards and Kretzinger both with two, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
Chapman hits both. 23-10, 13-point lead. Jackson's got to get the offense going. Kelly hits for three. As if on cue, 23-13. They'd love to have Kelly get it going from the floor. Bates with the basketball. Kretzinger, man-to-man, one-on-one. Drives against him into the lane. Good help by Rice. Forced the miss. Rebounded by the Vikings. Nice trip down the floor there. One and done on the shot. Kelly looking to dribble drive. He'll pull up for three. Little heat check there. Long rebound, and Bates goes up to get it. He'll look to attack. Loses the dribble and is stolen back by Rice. And Bates going to commit the foul on that one.
Yeah, it's just his first. Team's eighth. But it'll result in free throws for Ramir Rice.
5:12 to go first half. 23-13. Jackson cut the lead to 10. Rice can knock a couple more off that deficit with a trip to the line. Rice heading to the stripe. Hey, we're back in action again tomorrow night with high school basketball. Lumen Christi hosting Western Interstate 8 battle as Rice hits the first free throw. Looking to get on the air about 7 o'clock tomorrow, but who knows? Tonight was nearly 8 o'clock before we tipped this one off. And a second from the line for Rice, and he hits that too. 23-15, nice trip for Rice. Cuts the lead down to 8. Here come the Vikings feeling a little momentum shift. Rice D'ing up against Chapman outside the top of the key. He'll drive from there. Double team turns and shoots. Missed. Exire Edwards tips. Lincoln gets it. Find Bates cutting down the lane. Well defended. And they had him tied up. But Kretzinger gets him as he goes up. And I think Micah's going to get his third foul.
Yes, he is. That will be three on Micah. Team's eighth. And now, if you lose Kretzinger, he's one of their the stronger guys on the roster for the Vikings, and he's done a phenomenal job of keeping a body on Bates, so it'll be interesting to see how they go matchup-wise if Kretzinger needs to come out of this game.
Kevin Payne at the bench set to come in as Bates hits the first one. So Kretzinger will go off the floor with three fouls. Kevin Payne, who did solid job on Bates.
Yeah, absolutely.
In limited time there in the first quarter. Fry will come back in for the Rail Splitters and give a breather for Davion Harlan. Bates at the line, and that one will go down too. So Bates missed his first two free throws and has hit four in a row since, and now we'll get get a warning, maybe?
I believe
for
so.
A little extracurricular contact on that one?
Yeah, a little jawing, a little talking.
4:51 to go first half, 25-15. Jackson staying within 10, and we'll get some contact. A little pressure on Edwards trying to dribble up, maybe a little too much. That's going to go against Chapman. And Edwards will go to the line for 1-1.
That's his first, team's eighth.
I predict we'll see a lot of free throws the rest of the way here in the half, Jason. Still 4:49 to go.
Correction, that's the team's ninth.
Edwards missed. Bates rebound stolen from Robertson. Came behind and took it, and now a steal on the inbound. Robertson floats one. No. Rebounded Edwards, and he goes out to Kelly all alone for three. No. Bates will chase it down. Up the left side to Fry, who crossovers into the lane. All the way to the bucket. Nice drive by Fry. And we're going to travel against Jackson on the inbound. 27-17. You know, Jason, for all the praise heaped on Bates,
yeah,
you got to remember he's still a freshman. And you've seen kind of a couple of mistakes there. Robertson had the knockaway steal, and then they were able to deflect the inbound to get a steal again. Turned into 2 points on the other end for Lincoln. Drive by Fischel, of a contact, no call. Kelly comes up with a loose ball, goes down the floor to Robertson. Dishes back to Kelly. He drives from there, gets into the lane, up and under. Pretty move by Tyshawn Kelly. Fry leaks out, cheats everybody, and he gets the layup on the other end.
Can't have that happen if you want to get back into this game.
Can't let somebody leak out like that. Good job finding him down the floor. So 29-19 is still a 10-point deficit for Jackson. Under 4 minutes to go in the half. Kelly looks to drive against Fry. In the corner for Edwards. Finds Rice at the high post. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Bates. Knocked away. And it's going to be Jackson ball. The Lincoln bench doesn't like it, but I think that was the right
call. That is the correct call. Yeah, Cameron Johnson into the game now for the Rail Splitters.
Kelly will inbound from the baseline here. 3:38 to go, 29-19. This is our 3:38 to go second quarter here. And they pass it into Kevin Payne for the floater. 29-21. Jackson playing much better here in the last few minutes after struggling to score in the end of the first early second quarter, but starting to see points come up now. And now we'll get a foul hand check call against Kevin Payne.
That's first on Kevin Payne, team's ninth.
Sort of surprised us the first time because he's done that a couple times.
Yeah.
He did it against Bates a couple times, and I thought for sure that would draw a whistle. And first free throw missed, rebounded by Hunt. Gets it out to Kelly, dribbling up, crossing over against Fry, left side for the Vikings. Pulls up and sets up the offense, deep left wing. Now to the top of the key for Hunt. Bates comes out to guard him there. Now goes over to Payne. Still right at the top. Edwards wide open for three on that one. Missed it. Rebound tapped along, and Bates pulls that one in for the Rail Splitters. Lincoln goes up the right side. Cross court pass to Fry. Pulls for three. Got it! Big shot for Amari Fry, and it's 32-21. Lead back out to 11. 2:43 left first half. Crossover Kelly over to Edwards. Into the corner. Robertson open for three. No! Bates will rebound that one. Puts it on the deck, going up the right side. Bates crossover. Pretty smooth crossover there. Can't believe he missed the one at the rim. Rebounded by Jackson, and here comes Edwards. Tries to pass out to Robertson. Stole it up the floor to Bates. And he'll jam it down. Obstructed view dunk there as the Lincoln bench jump to their feet. 34-21. It's out to a 13-point advantage with 2:05 to go. Another steal by Lincoln. Bates going to come up with it, looking up the floor. No, he's going to take it himself into the air. Finger rolls that one home.
Starting to get warmed up a little bit.
36-21, and Crowley's got to take a timeout. Minute 50 left first half, 36-21. 15 points, the biggest lead of the game for Lincoln. Let's take a 30-second timeout here on WKHM and on WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We had a technical foul rather than a timeout as everybody kind of went to the bench and the coaches had to say, hey, wait. But we had one make from Chapman, and now Rail Splitters with the basketball inbound goes to Emily Bates. Minute 44 to go in the half, 37-21. And Bates pulling up for three, and Edwards gets him on the arm. So we got three free throws coming for the 6'9". Freshman.
That is foul number three on Edwards. That technical foul was team foul number 10, so two shots the remaining minute 40 for the Rail Splitters. Bates will miss the first. Now 4 for 7 from the line for Bates tonight.
And that one's a miss.
Devin Looper into the game now.
Edwards going to the bench, so he and Kretzinger both with 3 fouls. And we get a little confab there with the officials all agreeing that there's one more free throw. Yeah. Bates missed that one. Rebounded by Hunt. Hands it off for Dakota Robertson up the right side.
Nice pass.
Kevin Payne cutting. He floats it, missed, gets his own rebound. And that's going to be a foul, and I think it's going to go against Bates or Fry.
That's
wrong.
That's going to go on Davis. His second, that's the 10th team foul now.
Trevon Davis with the foul. Kevin Payne going to the line. And Payne hits.
Got a slew of substitutions here. Looks like Barker, Fisher, and Damian Harlan are all back into the game for MC Lincoln. They'll join Chapman and Bates on the floor.
92 seconds to go here, first half, 37-22 lead for Lincoln. Jackson's just struggled to come by points. No one's shooting real well tonight for the Vikings. Payne and Hunt have been doing a nice job on the low block. But Jackson, when they play their best, they're working inside out as Kevin Payne knocks down both, 37-23 with a minute 24 to go in the half. Stay tuned to the halftime for our Denny's halftime stats. Trying to feed Bates on the baseline, and there's a turnover for Lincoln. .117 to go. Jackson getting some full court pressure here by Lincoln. Inbound goes to Payne. Brings it up. Looking to attack. Gets all the way to the bucket. And a nice finger roll by Kevin Payne. Nobody came up to stop the basketball.
Yeah.
And Kevin Payne took advantage. 37-25. They cut the lead back down to 12. Like to get this to single digits if you can with this final minute in the half.
Payne did a great job looking off that defender.
Looper hand, or they hand off to Bates. Bates working against Payne, crossover, back across, now behind the back. Nice move all the way to the bucket. That was a smooth dribble drive. Quick change of directions, 39-25. Bates living up to the hype right now. Looper drives into the trees, double teamed. It drops back into his hands, and he puts it up off the glass. Missed, rebounded Bates. And we're going to get a foul against Looper on the play. Now, Bates did kind of go over Looper's back there, but Looper was not boxing out properly, so he loses out to the height advantage, which is substantial. With, again, Bates at 6'8", 6'9", depending if you believe what source you believe.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Looper listed at 6'1".
Yeah, I mean, Bates with his height is going to be over everybody's back just with his wingspan alone.
I mean, you've got to put a body into him to box out. And Looper really probably didn't realize he was there just looking up at the basketball. But the first free throw making, we got a 15-point game again. The second one's good as well. 41-25 with 23 seconds to go in the half for Jackson. Tyler Hunt attacking against Looper, or against Bates, took it all the way in, missed it. Little contact, but no foul call. Chapman coming over the midcourt line, picked up by Kelly. Nice feed down to the low block and missed by Barker. Rebound battle, tapped out of bounds. It looks like it's going to stay Lincoln basketball. 4.5 seconds left in the half. 41-25 the score. Quick inbound, Bates a fire for three, missed. Rebounded Kelly up the floor quickly to Robertson. and he couldn't get it off quick enough. So at the half, 41-25. And Jason, I don't think Jackson played badly, just didn't shoot the basketball well.
Yeah, they didn't. They played about as well as you could against a team like this, and then just didn't have enough oomph behind some of their shots. Probably came out a little too strong to start the game off with. Started missing some shots. Didn't really get into an offensive flow. Just started running down the floor and throwing up shots, and really just kind of threw them off their game a little bit. Couldn't get into any kind of rhythm after that, and it led to some costly mistakes, and then they started losing the rebounding battle late into that second quarter.
Yeah, I agree with you in that there really did seem to be no rhythm for Jackson shooting the basketball. Hunt battled, as we said. We don't have an official rebound count, but he probably had six or seven boards. Tyshawn Kelly needs to be more of a factor on the offensive mm-hmm. end. When he was looking for his own shot and able to get his dribble drive going, he was able to get to the free throw line at least. But they're going to need him to be able to hit from the floor. And that three-point shot's going to have to come around for Jackson in the second half if they want to make up this deficit. 41-25, halftime score. Lincoln ahead of Jackson here on WKHM. Let's take a three-minute break, and we'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Denny's Restaurants. Denny's.com online, and stop by Denny's on Airport Road.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half for Denny's Restaurant. What's that? Slampler?
The Slampler.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah. And the omelets? Oh,
yeah,
man.
Man. You're an omelet guy, aren't you?
I love me a good omelet.
What's your favorite omelet ingredients, Jason?
Ham, onion, green pepper, a little mushroom.
Oh, man. That's
some cheese.
I just want meat and cheese. We're at the half, 41-25. Jackson trails at home against conference rival Ypsilanti Lincoln. The Rail Splitters got a pretty good effort from freshman star Imani Bates. Jason, how do you end the half?
Pretty good effort is a bit of an understatement. He finished with 22 and a half of the team's total 41. So pretty solid. He's right on pace, I would say, for his 31 points a game.
And maybe then some.
Yeah.
41-25. Let's run down the full numbers for Jackson.
Yeah, for the Vikings, Tyshawn Kelly led the team with 9. Kevin Payne off the bench had 6. 3 points apiece for Micah Kretzinger and Tyler Hunt, and then 2 points each for Dakota Robertson and Ramir Rice.
Remember, Micah Kretzinger left in the first half with 3 fouls,
yep.
And Edwards had 3 fouls as well. How about for Lincoln? We know 22 for 22 for Bates. What did everybody else do?
Yeah, Amari Fry chipped in with 9. Tosh Chapman with 5. Trayvon Davis with 2. Jalen Fisher had 3.
So the Vikings have 25. Bates has 22. And then everybody else has led this lead for Lincoln. Again, I don't think Jackson played tremendously bad. I thought defensively they did a pretty good job on Bates, although his 22 points might disagree with that. But I think what happened is Jackson was not getting enough stuff going on the offensive end, and that led to runouts and extra possessions for Lincoln. So Jackson's got to knock down shots. I think it's just that simple.
Yeah, they got to knock down shots, and they've got to make sure that they can keep Bates away from the basket so they can get some second chance opportunities as well, and then limit that transition, because that's where they really got killed by Bates. Was it wasn't like a low post thing where they just kept feeding him down the low block and he was tearing things up. It was mostly transition buckets, and then he went to the free throw line a ton. So they've got to limit that transition game, keep him out of that flow as they sprint back the other direction.
Yeah, the Rail Splitters leaked somebody out on just about every play. Somebody was sneaking down the floor to look and get in that fast break, and it turned into easy buckets for Bates a couple times.
Yep.
We saw Chapman get out ahead of everyone and get easy bunny there. So I think Jackson's going to have to watch their back on the fast break and have somebody, usually it's that player at the top, rotating back to make sure nobody gets behind the defense. Let's go ahead and take another 2 minutes here on the halftime. Again, 41-25 is our score on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Wrap up the half here for Denny's Restaurant. Denny's on Airport Road. Denny's.com online. Get that Denny's on demand. You can order it from the game.
Yeah.
Pick it up on the way home and be eating a Super Slampler before you know it. Eight minutes on the clock. We're ready for the second half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains others can't. Straight up 9 o'clock here in WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. 41-25 the score. Jackson's got their work cut out for them to overcome this deficit against a talented Lincoln team. And, of course, Bates draws all the headlines. But this is a pretty good across-the-board Lincoln team. They've got some talented guys out here.
Mm-hmm.
Robertson takes the inbound for Jackson. Left side for Edwards. Hunt at the top of the key now. Right side, Robertson. Top for Kelly. Looking to drive against Fry. Left side for Edwards. And across between the legs. Dribble drive by Edwards all the way to the bucket. Finger rolls it. Jackson off to a good start. Bates takes it up the floor for Lincoln. Gets in the lane. Spins. Splits two defenders. Tosses it up. Miss. Kelly rebounds. And Tyshawn Kelly is going to wisely slow it down a little bit and make sure he keeps possession. Jackson's going to have to value that basketball. Turnovers are not an option when you're trailing by 15 coming out of the break. They've cut it down to 14. Well, it was 16, so they've cut it to 14. Hunt goes up against Bates, challenges him. Bates does a good job of not committing a foul. Hunt's got to make that shot, though. 41-27, Bates coming back up for Lincoln. Drives against Hunt into the lane. Looking to pass it off, and it was awry. But tapped by Jackson, it'll stay Lincoln basketball.
Yeah, it looked like Tyler Hunt took another shot to the face.
He's in the mix. He's been slapped all over the arm and all over the face here early. Fading jumper by Fisher off the inbound, and Hunt will get that rebound and still gets an arm to the face for his trouble. 41-27.
Grabbed that kid by the wrist and kind of shoved him out of the way.
Edwards goes to Hunt. Bates tries to steal. Hunt will drive against him all the way to the bucket. Contact down low, and that'll be a blocking foul against Chapman.
Second foul on Taj Chapman.
Nope.
Oh, no, they're going to whistle that on Trayvon Davis, his third.
It's my fault. That 11 looks a lot like a zero from the other end of the floor. Kelly will inbound for Jackson, 6:37. We know it was against Lincoln, which at least we have that going for us as Kelly. Kelly gets it right wing. Now back out to Robertson. Deep near midcourt. Left side, deep wing for Edwards. He's picked up out there by Chapman. Drives and looking to dish to Kretzinger in the corner. Kretzinger was cutting. Miscommunication and a turnover by Jackson. They can't stand to come away from possessions without getting a shot up at least. His turnovers are going to kill him. Now we'll get a foul against Edwards. It's number four.
Yep.
Pressuring the inbound. And he's going to go to the bench.
Yeah, you need him for the stretch run.
Well, I don't know.
Right now, Crowley's
going to leave him in. There's Looper gets up off the bench. Yep.
And they will also wave in Harold Kirk, who will see his first minutes of the game.
6:19 to go through here, third quarter. 41-27, Jackson trails. Out to a 2-0 lead here in the second half, though. Early. Lincoln takes the inbounds. Coming up the floor is Chapman. Dribbles right side. Now to the top for Fry. Thought about shooting the three. Thinks again. Drives instead. Floats in the lane. Missed. Tap. Second chance. No good. Rebound saved to Hunt. And he gets it to Kelly. Gets it back to Hunt. Floats it for Kretzinger. Reverse layup. Good. That was not a smooth
no, it was not.
Fast break, but the end result, acceptable. And now we get a moving screen set by Chapman against Kretzinger, and as Bates drives in, we'll get a whistle, and Jackson get the basketball back. They cut the lead now to 12. And they can get her to 10 on this possession or closer. 5:46 to go third quarter. If you can get this down to single digits here in the third, Jackson's got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, definitely, and you've got two fouls now on Chapman.
They'll pressure full court here. They get it into Robertson working against Fisher. Robertson crossover. High post for Hunt. And we're going to whistle. Looks like Chapman's going to get that one.
Yeah. That's going to be his third. Team's third as well. So they're being very judicious with the whistle today.
They're starting to get a little loose with it. Kelly with the long three. Rebounded Lincoln, but on a pass stolen by Kretzinger, and he puts it in. So we cut the lead to 10 now, 5.5 to go third quarter. And that's going to get a timeout from the Lincoln bench. Full timeout. Let's take a one-minute break. 5:23 to go here in the third. It's 41-31. Jackson's cut the lead to 10 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And on the inbound out of the timeout, Jackson creates the turnover. The Vikings have a chance to cut this lead down to single digits. Frustrating to take a timeout and come in and make that play.
Yeah.
5:21 to go third quarter, 41-31. Second half brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Hunt takes the inbound, spin move against Bates, fading, and Bates disrupted that one. If you're Hunt, you can't fade. You got to lean into big guy. Or you play to his strength if you let the length be an issue. Fisher drives from the top, gets real deep. They're going to get a reach-in foul against Robertson on the floor, though.
That'll be just the first on Dakota. That's his team's second. And I've never seen a coach with a 10-point lead more frustrated than Ipsy Lincoln's coach right now.
Fry's going to inbound right now for the baseline. Gets it right wing, right corner, excuse me, for Fisher. Gets into the post. Floats it, missed, and on the rebound, Bates comes in to try to take it from Robertson, flies out of bounds, and it'll be Jackson ball. Well, you know, he's got a 10-point lead, but it was 16.
Yeah.
He's seen that lead shrink. And actually, Lincoln hasn't scored in the half.
They have not.
Robertson scoops it up to Kelly, driving baseline, gets deep, floats, too long, couldn't get it to go, but Hunt there for the offensive rebound and putback. 41-33, Tyler Hunt and Jackson on the offensive glass tonight. Doing a great job cutting the lead down to 8 as Bates fires for 3. Missed. Rebound tapped and another offensive rebound for Lincoln. This time Fry for 3. No. Long rebound and that goes to Tyler Hunt.
Trying to stretch this 8-0 run here. Looper.
Looper drives baseline. He's going to get a reach in. Another foul against Lincoln, and Jackson continues to chip away at the lead here, 41-33 with 4:20 to go. Third quarter, still plenty of time for the Vikings, and Lincoln still scoreless in the second half.
And that foul on Cameron Johnson, his third, and we'll get our first look at the mysterious number 22. I don't have him. He's a big kid, though.
There's a pull-up from Kelly, and he hits for 3. Off the dribble, Tyshawn Kelly from the left wing. That three-point bucket is big, 41-36. Cut the lead to 5. And Robertson will commit the foul on the inbound. And Kevin Payne's going to get back into the game. I think that 22 might be Jordan Roberson, Jason.
Yeah.
Left wing for... That was a drive by Fry. With some photographers impeding my visual here, but Fry to inbound from the baseline. Lincoln goes deep to midcourt for Fisher. And that's a mismatch there. Kretzinger on Fisher. He's going to try to drive. Gets in the lane. Pull up and knocks it down. There's some points on the board for Lincoln here second half. Jackson attacks up the floor to Kevin Payne. Out to Looper. He drives from the corner. Finger roll. Missed. And that's going to be a foul against Lincoln.
Yeah, he got away with a walk. And that's now foul number 4 on Cameron Johnson.
He's not even been in there that long.
He's played maybe 10 minutes, if that. I don't even think he's played that many. Maybe four. Looper makes the first. Ramir Rice comes in. He'll replace Kretzinger.
3:36 to go here, third quarter, 43-37. Jackson has cut this lead down to six. Great defensive effort here in the second half, and they've been able to get some buckets to go with it, including a Tyshawn Kelly three. The second free throw is missed. Knocked out of bounds, though. Last touch. Jackson?
It looked like Kevin Payne got a hand on it.
Let's see who slid in there, maybe got it, but we're on the opposite end of the floor. I'm going to defer to the officials on that one to have made the right call. Lincoln coming up the floor quickly, pushing the tempo all the way down to the baseline is Chapman, and we'll get a reach in.
Yeah, Looper was all over him all the way down the floor there. That's going to be his second. Yeah, team's fourth.
So the foul call could have come a lot earlier. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have argued. Chapman will inbound from the baseline. Floats it in, and now they get it to Bates, working against Kevin Payne. Payne's done a good job on him when he's had to guard him here in the first half. Now here's second half. There's Fry.
Oh, look at
that. Kevin Payne shoots down and blocks it. Bates takes it up. Strong finish there by Bates. No foul. Push the lead back out to eight.
Oh, look out
Hunt
here.
All alone. Goes reverse layup. 6-point game, 45-39. Jackson not letting up. Chapman up the floor, has it loose for a moment. Stolen! Kelly has it knocked away. Get it to Bates. Great feed down to a cutting Fry. Chaos on the floor, and Bates settles it down with a good look to Fry down low. 47-39. Jackson staying within single digits here. 2:34 to go. Third quarter. Kelly, the pressure by Fry, knocks it away up the floor. Amari Fry missed the shot. Rebound, Chapman. And on the way up, fouled. And he scores it. But now Chapman's going to get a technical foul for jawing at Looper. 2:22 to go here, third quarter. So it's 49-39. Chapman will get the free throw. But we'll get a couple of technical free throws on the other end. And Jackson will get the basketball.
Yeah, after that make and the foul call, he got right in Looper's face and just started jawing. And that was more than enough to get him whistled for that foul.
And maybe a little, I'm glad I made the shot kind of thing would have been fine, but it kept going. It kept going beyond that.
Yeah, and he made it a point to get right to Looper.
Right.
And sought him out to kind of jaw a little bit more. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Taj Chapman, as he missed the free throw.
Chapman will go to the bench now. That'll get Davion Harlan back into the game. 6-foot junior guard as Kelly hits from the free throw line. 49-40. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Jackson battling here. First place on the line. And Kelly hits.
We'll get Zion Hardrick, Davion Boulware into the game.
Ramir Rice on the floor as well. First minutes for Boulware. Payne looking to inbound. Gets it to Robertson.
Got away with a travel there.
I would have called him for that.
Yep.
Robertson, nice crossover. Now behind the back into the lane. And big contact.
Blocking foul.
That could have gone either way, Jason.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to go on Roberson, his first. Team sixth.
And Dakota Robertson holding his right arm. Clearly uncomfortable. We'll see how it affects the free throw line attempts here. 2:12 to go, 49-41.
And they're
Jackson
actually
keeping it close.
Going to call that on Davion Harlan.
Robertson had a chance to miss it there, but he does get it to go. That one, it kind of did the toilet bowl circle around the rim as it went down. Second free throw, that one's right. And Robertson almost snuck in and got his own rebound. Payne. We got a quick one up the right side.
Stolen.
And Fisher has it knocked away from behind. Hardrick gets it. Robertson up the right side. And that's Payne coming down the middle. Pump fake by Robertson. Now out to Payne. And he'll hand it to Robertson, who wisely slows it down for Jackson. 7-point game here, 49-42. Robertson crossed to Bulware. Baseline for Payne. Dribbles out. Bulware in the corner. Trying to go to Rice on low block. Nice defensive play to get the steal. And there's contact by Rice. Steal by Damian Harlan for Lincoln. And Rice commits the foul with the hip check.
So that's team number 6 for the Vikings. Second foul on Ramir Rice. Tyshawn Kelly back in.
So 1-1 bonus for Jackson the rest of the way here. And one more foul and it'll be bonus for Lincoln. Mari Fry had it. Gives it out to Bates. Bates looking for 1-on-1 against Hardrick. Crossover. Gets into the lane. Spin. Good help by Rice. And going to call the travel against Bates. It's the correct call. Great defensive help. When you go for that spin move and you turn and find a defender there, you got to adjust. And Bates took an extra step. 49-47 with a minute 13 to go. It's a 7-point game.
Great help side defense there.
Robertson takes the inbound. Jab steps and dribbles up against Fisher. Crossover, now right side for Kelly. Fry's going to pick him up. Deep right wing, minute 2 to go, third quarter. Kelly went to make a move left to basketball behind. He does get it back. Gets a screen from Hardrick, dribbling across, looking to get a play from the bench. Now he goes to drive. He looked to Payne, open for about the 15-footer, missed it. Rebounded by Bates. Bates went up high to get that one. Right side, and there's a drive and a drop off. Pass back out to Bates, going to go from the wing into the air. If you let him get that deep and he gets up in the air, they can't do anything but foul him. So nice drive by Bates, and he'll go to the line. Has he scored in the second half?
Yes, he has two. And that foul is going to go on Kevin Payne, his second, team 7. So two shots here, but 1-1, or at least 1-1 the rest of the way for the Rail Splitters.
32.8 seconds to go, third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. 50-42 now the score. Bates with a second free throw coming. And he got it. Full court pressure here by the Rail Splitters. Payne gets it into Kelly. Kelly turns and dribbles up right side. Crossover dribble gets into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Block! Fry! Robertson chases down the loose ball. And now he'll drive, gets into the lane, drops it off for Hardrick. Got it to go, and the foul! Robertson with a great feed to a cutting Zion. Hardrick on the low block jump, hooked it, got the contact, got the shot to go. 14.7 to go, third quarter. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Zion Hardrick. 51-44, cut the lead back to 6.
And that's the first on Jordan Roberson.
And Hardrick hits. Bulware will come back in to replace Robertson. He's got Hardrick, Rice, Kelly, Bulware, and Payne for Jackson right now. And it's Bates bringing it up for the Rail Splitters. He's been looking for his own number last few times up the floor. He's going to drive. Gets into the lane, passes out to Fry for 3, no. So at the end of 3, 51-45, it's a 6-point game. Jackson did exactly what they needed to do in that third quarter.
Yeah.
Got into a manageable lead where they're within striking distance. Let's take a 1-minute break and get back here with the fourth quarter at WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 8 minutes on the clock. Second half brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Our fourth quarter underway. Inbound goes to Fisher. The Lincoln Rail Splitters start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Fisher dribbling to the backcourt, comes over midcourt, picked up there by Robertson. And he looks to drive into the lane, drops it off. Nice pass out. Open look for Fry, but he doesn't take it. Now he's got it at the top. He'll drive. Finger roll blocked. Rebounded Lincoln. Fry now a fader. And he gets that one to rattle through. Hit that one from the elbow. 53-45. Robertson quickly up the floor, passes out. There's an open look for three, short. Rebound battle and pulled down by Lincoln. And now up the floor quickly, Fry. Tries to get it over to Bates for a jam. Great defensive effort by Kretzinger. On the floor with four fouls. Edwards out there too with four. Fry will inbound. Kretzinger picks up Bates. Steals the inbound. Up the floor. Kretzinger all by himself. We might get a Jackson high jam.
He missed it.
Edwards there for the rebound. The putback is good. This place is loud,
it
Jason.
It is so loud in here.
They were ready to drop. Kretzinger went up to jam it down and it rattled out, but good thing Edwards was there. 53-47. Fisher looking to drive, step back three, off the heel, rebound long, rebound out to Fry. He picks that up, kicks it back to Bates, who's going to look to drive from the top. Gets into the lane, into the air. Kretzinger with the block, but that's going to be number five. He comes over to make the play. And a lot of times, Jason, I feel like they've had blocks and stuff, deflections against Bates. And when they have it, they don't pull the arm back. They follow through, and that's where you get that whistle, just on the follow through.
And that's only four on Kretzinger, so we're good.
So,
he's good.
Excuse me, he managed his fouls here in the second half because he had three at halftime. So they're gonna get him out of there. They're going to want to have him down the stretch.
Yep.
6:43 left. And Kevin Payne has had to come in and play some big minutes here for Jackson, and he's done so pretty well.
Yes, he has.
Bates hits the first, second one is up, and that's good, 255-47. They stretch it back out to eight. Inbound goes to Edwards. He's pressured up the floor. Edwards probably the best ball handler for Jackson.
Big screen.
Big screen by Payne. Into the corner, drive by Kelly. Now a pass back out to Edwards. Edwards will dribble across the top. Now cross back over. Left wing. Looks to attack baseline. Edwards drops it off for Hunt. What a pass! Drive and dish by Edwards. Hunt got the easiest bucket he's seen all night. 55-49. Keeping it within six. Jackson working. Here comes Bates. Back up to the basket. Spins and shoots. And we'll get a whistle against Payne. I think.
Basket's good, and that's on Payne. That's his third.
Bates back to the basket, turn and gun. I'll tell you what, that's about the least contact we've seen on a foul call all night.
Yeah.
But good concentration by Bates to turn and look. Hang in the air long enough to get that shot up with the contact.
Yeah.
He'll go to the line for the three-point play, and he hits it. 58-49, they stretch that lead back out to 9 points. 6:08 to go in this one. Robertson behind the back, loses the ball. Scuffle on the floor for it, and I think we're going to get a foul against Lincoln. If that's a foul, that's free throws.
Yeah, that's going to be on Jalen Fisher. Just his first. Team foul number 9, so it'll be a 1-1.
Officials trying to make him inbound, and that's got to be free throws. Yeah. Okay.
Trevon Davis back in for Lincoln.
So 19 fouls for each team. Next one's two free throws on every whistle the rest of the way. And look at that, Exire Edwards standing next to Imani Bates down there, and you can really see the height differential for the 6'9 freshman. Robertson at the line gets that one to go. And he's got another one coming. Nice to hit the front end of the 1-1. 58-50 with 6 minutes on the clock. Jackson's been battling back. They outscored Lincoln 20-10 in that third quarter. They could use another quarter like that. And Robertson hits them both. 58-51. Lead is at 7 for Lincoln. Full court pressure by Jackson. Fry cuts up the lane. Takes it all the way in. Finger roll. Missed. Rebounded Payne. No, Hunt pulled it down. Gets out to Robertson. Run out for Jackson. What a pass by Robertson. Edwards couldn't get the finger roll to go. How did Robertson see him on that play? Fisher to Bates. And he goes up for the finish. And Payne comes through for the block, but I think he got him in the noggin. Bates trying to shake off the contact. He'll have to hit a couple free throws here. Good hustle by Payne to chase the play.
Yeah, that's four now on Payne. I wasn't sure if he hit his head on the backboard or if he got hit on the head by Payne. But
I think Payne came through and got a little. He got the ball, but I think his arm followed through and got him in the noggin. Elbow would be my guess. Bates steps up and hits the free throw, and that's a big play for a star player to take that contact and gather himself so he can hit that free throw. And you can tell he's still shaking off the contact.
Yeah. And everybody kind of held their breath here on the Ipsy Lincoln side of the court.
Bates hits the pair, 60-51, 5:36 to go here, fourth quarter. Jackson got to keep up that effort. The energy's been great, and the scoring's been tremendous here in the second half after they struggled in the first. Edwards finds Kelly for three. No, that's going to be a miss. Rebounded by
Kelly
up the floor to Fry. And he'll take it himself. Finger roll, got that one to go. We'll get a whistle, and it's going to be official timeout as Kelly still on the deck. 62-51, the lead's back out to 11, and Tyshawn Kelly clearly in pain. Now he'll make his way to his feet. The trainer is going to come out, tried to come out and talk to him. Coach Crowley will make his way out onto the floor. And I can't tell. First it looked like he was holding his chest maybe. Now I don't know if it looked like his nose.
Yeah, maybe he took a shot to the face or something, but he's saying he's fine.
Crowley's going to, they're going to make a substitution here. It looks like Looper's going to get up off the bench maybe. Give Kelly a chance to go to the bench.
Yeah. Collect himself a little bit here.
So Devin Looper's in. It's Robertson, Edwards, Looper, Hunt, and Payne? No, Hardrick.
Yep.
I couldn't see who's behind the official. Edwards up the floor to Hunt. Looking to attack against Bates. Gets up deep into the air. Partially blocked. He got it up. Rebounded by Looper out to Robertson. Cross court to Edwards for three. He got it.
Big three.
They needed that one. 62-54. Jackson still trailing by eight at home here. 4:50 left in this game. Fisher working against Edwards. Crossover. Back across out to Fry in the corner. And he'll pass it out. Bates will take it from there. Looking to attack. Step back three. Monty Bates. Rebounded Fry in the lane.
Big rebound by
Second effort. They keep the lead at 10, 64-54. Inbound. Nearly stolen Hardrick there to get it. Quick feed down to Hunt. Tries to go reverse layup, and we're going to get some contact, it looks like. And who's that going to go against?
That's going to go on Trevon Davis. That's going to be number four on him. Team foul number 10. Both teams now with 10 fouls, two shots the rest of the way on every whistle. Jackson trailing by 10 with 4:22 to go. Tyler Hunt at the line.
Hits the first. Jackson's done a good job from the free throw line tonight, Jason.
They've been pretty solid, yeah.
4:22 left in this one. Kelly gets back into the game. Shake off that whatever it was. I think he got knocked into the in the bridge of the nose.
Yeah.
Hunt at the free throw line. That one's going to miss. And rebound's going to fall to number 11, Trevon Davis. And Hardrick will commit a foul. So that's two free throws on the other end here for Lincoln.
And that's two on Zion Hardrick. Davis just 2 points on the night. No trips to the free throw line yet.
You know, second half here for Lincoln, Amari Fry has been really, really good on the glass, on the fast break. At 6'3", he runs the floor very well.
Yes,
he's
he
a
does.
Really difficult matchup. Really athletic kid. 4:20 left here, fourth quarter, 64-55. Missed free throw, rebounded by Hardrick. Gets it to Edwards, who attacks. He gets up cross court. Robertson all alone for three. He got it! Jackson hitting those threes, 64-58, keeping it within six here with 4:02 to go. The Vikings need a little more of that energy. Fry dribbling against Kelly. He'll attack. Gets in the lane, reverse layup. Missed it. Bates coming through with a rebound. No good. Rebounded Fry. Put back this time. He gets it. The second and third effort here by Lincoln, and Jackson's got to clear that glass.
Yeah.
They missed Kretzinger in that aspect. Kelly looking to work against Fry. Gets himself to the middle. Left side for Edwards. Edwards dribbles out to reset. Kelly comes around to screen. Back to the top for Hunt. Right wing now for Edwards. Ball over his head looking to pass. Goes high post for Hardrick. Turn around. Jumper. No. Rebounded. Fry. Gets it up to Bates. At midcourt. Working against Kelly. Going to draw that up, that matchup. Bates pulling up for three. No. Off the heel. Rebound. Tapped. And chased down. But we're going to get a foul. Against, I think that's Jordan Roberson.
Yes, it is, and that is his second.
Just a little push in the back, it looks like, on the rebound attempt. But that's free throws. 3:03 to go, 66-58. It's an 8-point game. Jackson needs to make these last as much as they can. Get all these free throws. This lead's been steady at about 6 to 8 points throughout most of this fourth quarter. And Jackson needs to make some plays happen to chip this away. And that one's good. Tyler Hunt. Continuous effort. Every minute he's on the floor, Hunt is just a workhorse.
Kretzinger back in now.
Looks like we're trying to get timeout from the Lincoln bench, and we will.
Yep.
And it's a full timeout. Let's go ahead and take a full 1 minute. 3:03 to go, 66-59. Jackson trails, but close. Here in WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:03 to go here, fourth quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They will drain others. Tyler Hunt at the line. He hit the first one. Got a chance to cut this lead back down to 6. 66-59 right now. And that one comes out. Rebounded by Fry. Amari Fry continuing to have a tremendous second half. Robertson chased down the loose ball but couldn't quite save it. And that'll be Lincoln basketball.
Ramir Rice will get into the game now for the Vikings. A little bit of size on the defensive end.
Kretzinger back on the floor too with four fouls. Under 3 minutes to go, and they're going to match him right up with Bates.
Edwards also on the floor with four.
Bates squares up there. Now he gets to the top. Chapman back on with four fouls. Working against Edwards. Puts the ball on the deck. Now he gets to Fry. Cross court to Fisher. Fisher picked up there by Robertson. Fisher to Chapman. A little four corners here for Lincoln. Jackson's going to need to get aggressive.
Yeah, they are in no hurry.
Fry puts it down, and there's Chapman, picked up by Edwards. Edwards looking to pressure into the corner. Now back out to Fisher, 218, 66-59, 7-point game.
They're going to have to tighten up here.
You got to start making some steal attempts, and ultimately you're going to have to foul if that doesn't work. Fry freed up. Back to Fisher. Robertson out on him. Fry puts it, Fisher puts it down, excuse me, and now stolen. Robertson, great defense. Up the floor, 3-point bucket for Robertson. No! Rebounded by Lincoln.
We'll get a timeout here for Lincoln.
Keep it here on the broadcast for the timeout. And again, 66-59 is clear out of that timeout. Lincoln wanted to just eat up the clock. And now you start to see a few fans make their way to the exit.
Yeah.
Ye of little faith. 66-59 with a minute 46 to go. The roof would have blown out this place if Robertson had hit that 3-point bucket.
Oh, definitely.
But with a double bonus on both sides of the floor and a minute 46, there's still lots that can happen. 7 points. It's manageable within this time span. Jackson's going to have to do a couple things. They're going to extend this game out, too, I'm guessing, and send some rail splitters to the line. yep. if need be. Micah Kretzinger comes out immediately to guard Imani Bates. Full court pressure here by Jackson. Back cut and inbound to Fisher. And he goes right back to work, and then Robertson will come grab him.
Yeah, nothing Robertson could do there except pick up his third foul and send Fisher to the line for two.
Also, now some of those people that were heading to the exits are just standing and watching.
As long as they don't stand in front of us, I'll be okay.
And Fisher hits that free throw. 1:42 to go, 67-59.
Oh, they opened that door behind us. Oh, man, is that cold.
And good trip to the line for Fisher. Hits a pair. It's now a 9-point lead. Edwards coming up the floor. A little trap here by Lincoln. And a knockaway. They'll get the steal. Chapman going down to Bates. Alley-oop, and he'll finish that one off. And that's just going to just about do it. 70-59. Kelly will bring it up for Jackson, minute 23. Cross court to Robertson, picked off by Fry, full court.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to alley-oop it, and
oh,
missed it. The dunk. Bates gets his own rebound, and on the dribble, Fry saved it right to Edwards. Up to Robertson, he'll pull from NBA range. Missed off the heel. Rebound tapped and pulled down.
Ooh,
in a crowd. Really a good rebound by Trevon Davis. And on the swing around, he got Edwards right in the face. I don't know if it was a basketball or an elbow.
Looked like it might have been an elbow. Rice is going to get charged with the foul, his third. Edwards shook it off.
See those watery eyes from that shot to the face.
Yeah. Very physical game. The refs, as much as they've blown the whistle, they really let them get away with quite a bit.
Yeah, when you start thinking about the ones they let go, Jason.
Yeah.
The bonus free throw situation in a physical game like this, but a good game, a fun game.
Oh, yeah.
And that one rattles out.
Davis now 0 for 3 from the line.
Still a minute 3 to go here, but stay tuned. Following the final buzzer, we'll get you our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. Second free throw is off, rebounded by Rice, and he'll go to Robertson. Passes back to Kelly. Nearly went backcourt there. Kelly crossover into the lane. Up and under. Scores it. And got the foul. 51.7 left. 70-61. And if the deficit stays where it is, or if Jackson's unable to magically come up with 9 points in 51.7 seconds,
we'll get a timeout here. Trevon Davis is fouled out with 2 points. We're going to get a timeout here, and we'll see who's going to come in here. Cameron Johnson looks like he's going to come in.
He'll come in and see if he can foul out.
Yeah,
he's got
four.
Right? 51.7, 70-61. You got Tyshawn Kelly at the line, and this very large crowd starts to make their way to the exits.
Man. Some of these guys got a long drive back to Ypsilanti.
That's
so
true. I don't believe that Coach Crowley over there has given up on this 9-point deficit, though.
Nor should he. They picked a good time to start making some threes and picking up 3-point plays. So if Kelly can convert here, maybe get a turnover, hit a 3-point, this is a completely different basketball game.
The missed dunk on the on this end was crucial.
Yeah.
They tried the lob. Alley-oop to Bates. Couldn't finish it. He's had his share of dunks tonight, though. Right. Three by my count.
Yeah, and he's just a freshman, and we keep saying that, but you and I talked off air about how good is this kid going to be when he adds 20 to 30 pounds of muscle and maybe 2 or 3 more inches, because he's only 15.
Right. Kelly at the line. Missed. Long rebound. Pulled in by Edwards. Passes to a cutting Tyler Hunt. And good hands by Lincoln, and Edwards will grab Johnson.
That's his fifth.
Yeah, and that'll send Edwards to the bench with 5 fouls. Robertson will come back into the game. Chance to ice it at the line here. 46.9 to go. 70-61.
Edwards fouls out with 7 points. That'll send Cameron Johnson to the line for two, trying to stretch this lead.
Foul trouble most of the way for Edwards. Yeah. He's struggled to get into rhythm.
Yep.
As Johnson knocks down a free throw.
Johnson now with 4 fouls and 1 point.
And he gets that one. Reynolds back out. It was halfway down and came out. Jackson rebound, Tyshawn Kelly. 10-point deficit. Kelly gets to Rice. Over to Kretzinger into the corner. Looper will fire for three. No good. Long rebound. Kelly gets it into the lane. Floater missed. Tapped and out of bounds. Kelly saves to Rice.
Nice
and
pass.
He'll put it in. 27 seconds. And a timeout from the Jackson bench again. 25.8 left. Full timeout. Let's take a minute break here. And we'll come back for the final 25.8 seconds on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Lincoln gets it in, and we're going to whistle quickly against the Vikings. 24.3 left. They trail 71-63. Free throws to ice it here the rest of the way for Lincoln. Chapman will come to the line.
That foul charged to Tyshawn Kelly, his second, surprisingly. He's one of the few who's played a lot of minutes and not racked up a ton of fouls in this one. And that's surprising considering how aggressive he's been down low.
And Chapman hit. Missed, rebounded by Rice. He'll give it to Kelly, 22 seconds. Jackson down by 9. Kelly should just be firing.
Yeah.
Gets out to Rice. They don't have time. They need to get a shot up quick. As Hardrick puts one in, 10 seconds, 8 seconds. Bates will inbound, and he'll take the foul. With 5.6 to go.
Bates tonight is 13 for 19 from the line right now.
It's a lot of free throw attempts.
It is a lot of free throw attempts. That foul, by the way, charged to Ramir Rice, is fourth.
Top freshman in the country by most ranking systems.
Make that 13 for 20.
I mean, with that kind of a pedigree, he's a likely future NBA player.
Already has offers from DePaul, who pretty much offered everybody in that class, and Florida State, and he had an unofficial visit to Michigan State not too long ago.
Inbound to Looper, 5, 4, 3, 2, and Rice will fire, and that's the game. 73-65 is your final. From Jackson High, the Vikings ran out of gas there in the fourth quarter. Fantastic effort by Jackson High to make it as close as it was. They trailed by 16 at the half, and then they scored, Jason, 40 points in the second half of this one. 20 points in the third, 20 points in the fourth quarter. Just unable to get enough stops late. And Emily Bates led the way. Emily Imani, I'm not sure how you say it. I keep wanting to say it that other way. He's gonna lead all scorers when it's all said and done here. We'll look at the numbers when we come back. We'll tell you who our Jackson area Subway restaurant player of the game is. Again, the final from Jackson High, 73-65. 2 minute break, and we'll wrap up the post game on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Oh, my God.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith here on the,
the
post game. It's cold outside. There's no question about it. In here, Jackson couldn't get hot enough to overcome that 16-point halftime deficit.
Yeah.
Great effort. Really, the second half was as entertaining a basketball game as we've seen all year. And they just couldn't overcome the star power, though. Let's be honest, in the second half, he had 22 in the first half.
Yep.
ends up with 36. So just held him to 14 in the second half. I guess that's a little victory to hold someone to 14, but when he's as good as Imani Bates really was tonight, you got to be pleased with the defensive effort for Jackson. Tyshawn Kelly, Tyler Hunt kind of led the way. Hunt, we're going to give him the nod on our Subway Player of the Game Award. 11 points, probably 11 or 12 rebounds. Yeah. And he just, you know, tribute to him and Tyshawn Kelly for being able to stay on the floor all night tonight, because there are several players who had to be, you know, kind of nursed along because they had gotten into foul trouble. But those guys played big minutes in a very physical game and were able to stay out of foul trouble and be on the court. So let's make it co-player of the game, Tyshawn Kelly, Tyler Hunt, for their effort tonight in a big game. They come up short. That's going to move Lincoln now to 12-1 in the league. And I believe that clinches.
Yes, because they have one league game left.
That clinches it for them. And they'll be 15-3 on the year. Jackson falls to 14-4. And that's 10-3 in the league. They will, however, have another shot at these guys on Thursday night in Ypsilanti. And now Jackson's a fine season. They could start looking to round out their regular season and start thinking about that district game. They'll be in action Monday the 25th at Okemos against Mason. That's Jackson's.
A winnable game for Jackson.
Yeah, that's a district that they could win.
Yeah,
they're going to be very competitive in that district out at Okemos. Meanwhile, Ypsilanti, they play tomorrow at home against Hanover Horton, and then they host Jackson.
Yeah,
so they've got a tough, and that's Thursday. So they've got three games in 4 days, if I'm doing my math right. And they're going to be tired to round out their season.
Yeah,
and Bates, you know, he played. I don't think he sat at all tonight.
No, he did not. He played all 32 minutes tonight.
So now that they've clinched that league, I got to imagine you give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
At some point. You want him on the floor. You want him to stay loose. You want him to stay in rhythm. Mm-hmm. But they're going to give him some breaks and probably take it easy with him, I would guess, in the next couple so that he's fresh and ready to go for their playoff run.
Yeah.
So let's run down the numbers for the Vikings.
Yeah, for the Vikings, Tyshawn Kelly led the team in scoring with 16. Tyler Hunt right behind him, our Subway co-players of the game, with 11. Dakota Robertson with 8. Exire Edwards finished with 7 along with Micah Kretzinger before Edwards fouled out. Kretzinger did not. 6 points for Kevin Payne, 5 for Zion Hardrick, 4 for Ramir Rice, and 1 for Devin Looper.
And we know Bates with the 36. Mm-hmm. How'd it go for the rest of the squad?
Well, Amari Fry came on really, really strong in the latter part of the second half. He finished with 19, 8 for Taj Chapman, 7 for Jalen Fisher, 2 for Trevon Davis, and 1 point for Cameron Johnson.
So, again, the Vikings will wrap up their season. They're next in action Thursday at Lincoln, and they have one other game, I think, on their schedule.
The Skyline game was canceled. So they will play the Lincoln game, and then that wraps up their regular season.
Yeah, they'll end their season with 19 games. Yep. But still, you want to go out and make a good showing on the road. And, again, you want to feel good about getting a win going into the playoffs. But just a tremendous season for Jackson and a really great effort tonight. Just coming up a little bit short, 73-65 the final.